Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey folks, Greg up here in the Space Bunker. I know you're anxious to get to the show since we've been off so long for the winter solstice, but first I'm going to give you a little tip the next time you're not getting as much Magic Tavern in your life as you would like. Yes, it's Stitcher Premium. And now, enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 3¾, I think, years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, my good bud, my soon-to-have-his-bachelor-party buddy, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Come and get a biscuit.
Hey, how you doing, bud? Are you getting excited?
I'm getting very excited, and I'm getting pumped. Literally.
You're literally getting pumped.
Yeah, I've been working out. Gotta get my wedding body.
Gotta get your wed bod.
Get wed. And just trying to look my best. You know. So I've been lifting eggs and doing some curls where I curl up when I go to bed. Mm-hmm. Little shoulder shruggies. Yeah. Scrunch up my face real tight and then spread it real wide. Scrunch it up real tight. Spread it real wide.
Yeah.
You know, just
adorable. An adorable workout.
A lot of adorable exercises that help get me fit.
And you know what? We never really talked about this enough, but you being a badger, you're really doing stuff with eggs a lot of the time. We almost never mention it, but you're almost always stealing eggs and sucking the yolk out.
Yeah, if listeners go back and listen to any episode, pause it at any moment, and I have on my person 7 to 14 eggs.
Oh, yeah. And if you sit in a seat after you, you're like, oh, fuck, there's yolk. What?
There's yolk everywhere.
There's yolk everywhere. I hope that's yolk.
No, that's yolk.
Okay. It's not.
Pre-cum?
What?
Do you think it's pre-cum?
Why would I think it's...
What were you insinuating? It's yolk.
I was just going to go straight up cum, but you had to make it weird and make it pre-cum.
You have to have pre-cum before the cum. Our usual order, a basket of eggs and a basket of rooster's feet. Yes. Hello. Welcome.
And?
I have joined you at the table.
You want an egg?
Oh, I'd love an egg.
Yeah. And we are also joined, as always, by my other co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hoogstanges.
Nothing to interject.
And I am known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Maystar and Trust. When I say that I have secret names, that I, if they e'er did even take shape in your mind and were not uttered aloud, they would most assuredly cause you to shrivel down to half of your normal size, whatever size you are. You would become decrepit and broken and dry, and soon you would collapse into nothing.
Do you guys ever get post-cum?
Uh-huh.
In the mail?
You ever have post-cum?
I don't think that's legal. Is there a return address?
I
Well, I find that you have to send it somewhere. So sometimes you just put it in a nice little envelope. Mm-hmm. You mail it off to a friend.
You know, every once in a while, I think, you know what? I've known them so long. I've got to become better friends with Usador and Chunt. But you know what? Nope. Don't want to become better friends. I don't need any postcom.
That reminds me. Have you been opening your mail on it?
No, it won't open. I can't get it to open.
Envelope stuck together.
I know. Did this magazine get stuck in the rain? What's going on?
What was that sound? Oh, shit. Sat on my eggs.
You sat on some eggs. John, where are all these eggs coming from?
I steal them from little nests.
Oh. Isn't that, like, really demoralizing for the birds?
I didn't say they were bird eggs.
What kind of eggs are they?
Snake eggs.
Ugh.
Platypus eggs?
Bear eggs?
Yeah, bear eggs.
Bear eggs?
Mm-hmm.
Bears lay eggs?
Yeah, of course. The biggest.
How else would bears be born?
Yeah.
But I thought they're born...
Have you ever heard the...
Vaginally.
What?
Oh, this is... We're trying to have a nice show here. We're just talking about post-com.
We're talking about post-com and bear eggs, and you gotta bring up vaginally?
Yeah, I'm just talking about bear vaginas.
There's nothing wrong with talking about vaginas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bears have to lay eggs.
But
yeah.
I shouldn't talk about vaginal Lee?
Yeah. Do you know vaginal Lee? Because that guy is a perv.
Yeah.
The rough part is when you listen to Vaginal Lee's older stuff and you want to laugh at it, but everything you know now about him actually makes it a little difficult.
Yeah, not good. Oh, the Baron.
The Baron.
Hello.
Does the Baron lay eggs? If a bear lays eggs, does the Baron lay eggs?
No, I'm a mammal.
But do you shit in the forest?
When I'm lost, yes.
Ah, okay. Mm.
And is the poop Catholic?
May I have a seat?
Not on my eggs.
Of course, though you are our bitter enemy. Loathed by us. You're so polite. Please have a seat.
Thank you very much.
And also, bitter enemy, how you doing? It's been a while.
Oh, it has been a while, hasn't it? I believe when last I spoke to you all, you had been given instructions to get back into this tavern, so well done.
We're here. We're back in the tavern.
We're back, baby.
And have you by any chance found the weapon to destroy the void?
We got,
I thought.
Usador's got this weird arm.
Look.
Oh.
That's my wife's arm.
That's his wife's arm.
Hmm.
That's going to do something eventually, I bet.
Pretty weird, huh?
And it is a little disconcerting when I look at the arm, but, you know, I had a duck's penis for a month, so.
That's right.
Well, have you perhaps considered that the reason you have not found the weapon is because you have been scheming against the Dark Lord in violation of our truce?
Oh. Jacuz.
Most certainly not.
That would have been a good idea. We could have used a lot of this time.
What have we been doing?
Scheme against the Dark Lord.
Motherfuck.
It's no sense in pretending. I captured your spy.
Our spy?
Yes.
Yes.
I had hoped that the charade...
Who's our spy?
Did we send out a spy to combat one of their spies?
We sent them.
He might be trying to figure out who our spy is.
But we're whispering. He can't hear us when we're whispering. Is it, like, I know we sent the mole warriors to do something, and I think, like, did we send Doppel to do something?
I'm going
we
to
send
get a
people
beer.
Off. I feel like by the end of the episode, we just sent people places.
We sent the Doughboys to go do something?
We sent the Doughboys.
I feel like we can't get them.
Well, we sent them to Panera, and they're just going to report back.
What's good?
All right, I think, Usador, I think you're right. We need to figure out from him who he found.
Let him say it first.
Yeah.
I will admit I was very pleased with the ruse, the layers of deception and falsehood I threw up around my secret organization, Mysterious Anonymous.
Why are we gasping?
Mysterious Anonymous, one of the bidders on the... on the team for the Mittens team.
You don't need to pretend that you haven't figured out that I was the individual behind Mysterious Anonymous.
And I did suspect so, yay.
Well, your spy was very good. She correctly discovered my identity hidden on our incorporation papers in the bowels of the bursar's office in Skur. And of course, Darby very quickly and competently got herself a position at my branch office here in Hogsface, climbing up to become assistant to the manager. The manager, of course, being myself, the mysterious chairman of Mysterious Anonymous. But finally, when she struck, trying to take me down, and before she could bring my secrets to you, I discovered her identity. The plucky Darby McDear is no more.
Oh, no. Guys.
What the hell is Darby?
Who's Darby McDear?
Who's Darby McDear? I'm more of a face guy. I don't remember names.
Could someone have been disguised?
I'm sorry. Darby McDear, the young go-getter cleric who, you know, part human, part fawn. She
yes, Darby McDear. Mickey,
so eager to
Mickey
prove
D's.
Herself.
We call her Mickey D's.
Of course, Darby McDear, our agent. Yes, who is. Upended your plans.
Wait, was she not one of yours?
No, Darby was one of ours. We'd always be like, Darby, she has the meat. And by meat, we mean our confidence.
I don't think I've met a single go-getter since I've been in this world.
How dare you?
Wait, are you telling me this was an independent do-gooder who tried to unravel the story of who was Mysterious Anonymous?
Damn it.
With its dark tentacles in the town of Hogsface. She and she alone said, what's going on? I've got to get to the bottom of it. Is that...
Well, sure, but in our defense, I felt like we were never going to get to that one anyway.
In our defense, also, Mysterious Anonymous is so obviously a mysterious name that it didn't even seem worth investigating.
It's almost like you're begging for us to investigate. Like,
yeah,
you
want to investigate too much.
If we were going to hire someone, we'd hire the witch Bracca.
All right.
Do you know the Bracca witch?
I do not
She'll
know.
Investigate anything.
Well, you know what? I will be quite frank. I was actually hoping to be investigated. After you successfully fooled myself and the Dark Lord and freed yourselves, I wanted to see what you were capable of, so I set up an elaborate maze, and that you apparently didn't even decide to go in the front.
But we outsmarted you. By doing nothing.
Another win for Team Magic Tavern.
The tables have turned. Let me... Everybody get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. We're going left.
Everyone's going left.
Okay, I'm being pulled off the ground. I'm being pulled off the ground.
We're good.
All right, the tables have turned.
I've never seen that side of the tavern before.
So you guys have not... been investigating me at all?
No.
No,
I mean, we heard that the stadium's almost done being built.
Yeah.
Yes, thanks to the machination. Okay, all right. So, I mean, what have you been up to then? Because you haven't found the weapon. You didn't send Darby McDear. By the way, she dead. Thanks for your concern.
She dead?
Yeah, I caught her. She was spying on me.
Guys,
hold on. Let me. Put egg on
egg
my face.
On your face, yeah.
How dare you accuse us of doing nothing? Why, in but 1 week's time, we are having a bachelor party.
Yeah, we're having a bachelor party and a bachelor party. And yes. Arnie's in charge. Isn't that right, Arnie?
Oh, yeah.
What do you got planned for my bachelor party?
Oh, I've done almost as much as I've done to discover the secret of Mysterious Anonymous.
And what do you have planned for my bachelor party?
A little bit less.
But, all right.
Well, let me go ahead and, while we're discussing this, toss out there, if you have anything that needs to be done with the wedding, you do have the resources of the orcs that we left you here in Hogsface.
How many? Are they roaring orcs?
But I passed quite a few on my way in, and they are not roaring at all. They are terribly neglected. You guys, you have to run them.
That's right. We're supposed to find jobs for all the orcs in town.
First of all, they have put on a lot of weight. One of them kind of
That happens. You get a little older as an orc.
But, like, they are really low on pep. They need jobs, everyone. If you could find jobs for them in this wedding.
Now, I take issue with this. For every morning, I wake at the crack of dawn. I go to where the orcs stand around in the middle of town, and I try to teach them to read.
And how's that going?
It's not going great, but I think in time, they shall learn the alphabet, and then soon we shall be on to words.
Yeah, oh, so you're trying to get more readers.
Yes, exactly.
And what were your plans once the orcs knew how to read?
Once they can read, they shall become engaged in...
book
in
clubs?
What?
They shall become engaged in book clubs?
Well, yes, they could, but they'll care about the world more, and they'll read things that great thinkers have written and say, no, I don't care for what the Dark Lord is doing for their... That is evil, the thing that they've decided to do, and I shall learn about the world I live in and care about it.
Maybe I'll make a little something and bring it to a book club.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about the freedom of the press, and you're talking about the book club.
I think the Baron's upset we didn't ask him to the book club.
Oh.
Because I know there are a lot of creatures that already know how to read in Foon. You know, the natural readers, the nobility. I mean, I don't know whether you guys are aware of it, but I can read. I am a literate person.
You're a literate person and you still follow the Dark Lord.
Not only do I read, I read before it was cool. I know now literacy is going up. I know there's that deal, if a child reads 10 books, Pizza Skull will pay it a visit and give it a personal pizza. But when I was a child...
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Those children are terrifying.
Yes, but they didn't encourage them to read because they get to meet a famous celebrity of Foon.
Well, when I was a child, that didn't happen. You just had to read a book because you had to read to be a nobleman. Like, I've read probably 40 books.
Wow, 40 books. That's pretty big.
What's your favorite book?
My favorite is The Loneliest Lonely That Ever Lonely.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's
everyone loves that one.
I mean, I will say, even though Pizza Skull is terrifying, the Scholastic program works. I mean, it gets kids reading, you know. And we don't want, you know, if we're going to do this for orcs as well, we don't want any orc left behind.
Yeah. Well, when I was a very small child, I think my favorite were the Little Filth books. You know, where they just kind of... Well, this is what a serf does every day, and this is what a torturer does every day, and this is what a pikeman does, you know?
The poked little puppy?
Oh, yes. Oh, the pox on... I mean, it's
a sad, terrible thing to read.
Yeah.
I hope you don't make your children read that. In fact, I hope you lock your children in a dungeon forever.
You know that I do.
Aww.
How do they keep getting out?
Yeah, those kids.
Oh,
they just project images into our minds.
Yeah. Arnie, what's your favorite book from when you were a child?
From when I was a child, you know, I really loved the book Banicula, which is about a little rabbit that may or may not be a vampire.
Is it?
Why don't we know?
I mean, I think it's sort of ambiguous.
Well, Nicula is the suffix for a Dracula, so so it probably was.
Nice. Yeah.
Did it get smote?
No, by the end, I think they're just like...
Did it dumb get to cast a spell on it?
Does it suck carrots?
I think it does suck carrots, actually.
Nice. Did anybody take the rabbit and try to push it through a doorway without inviting it first and seeing if it's smooshed up against the air?
I mean, that would be a good idea.
That's how I always tell.
Man, this guy, he's a total Mr. Collins.
A what?
He's a total Mr. Collins.
Oh, from Pride and Prejudice.
That's a Pride and Prejudice joke from the book we read. Yeah. Very good. He is a Mr. Collins, isn't he?
He totally is.
I don't know whether I'm a Mr. Collins.
Don't worry. You are a Mr. Collins.
That's what a Mr. Collins
is
saying.
Is he a powerful lord who brought his land from
you could say
lowly
that.
to newfound strength?
Trust us, everyone, you know, the 3% of our listeners who read that far into the book definitely knows what we're talking about.
So you read a book about people of means trying to make arranged marriages.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And you did not say to yourself, you know who would have some insight in that?
You know,
Shanglebirth Ragoo. Yeah.
The Baron is right. The book is about women with, you know, they're of means. So I don't know why it wasn't called Of Means Girls.
No, I heard that description, and I immediately thought, we gotta get flour.
Well, I'll have you know, things have been going very well for me.
Ooh, why don't you tell us about it, and we're gonna take a quick break.
I have not needed an invitation. Where's everyone going?
Here you go. Here. We're gonna take a quick break. Here's a bucket. You yell what you've been up to into this bucket, and you hand it back to us when we get back.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wartman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Ah, that was a good break.
It was a great break.
Whew.
Oh, look, a bucket.
Wow, what's in this bucket?
I'm gonna dump it out.
Yeah, I've been traveling far and wide.
Oh, this is the bucket that the Baron yelled into.
Yeah, might as well dump some more out.
There we go.
Might as well dump.
Making alliances and spying and planning. Oh, planning so many things. Oh, soon, on the pitch of mittens, yes.
He even meanders when he screams.
Right, here's some more.
Oh no, it's that damn boy king. Hide!
Oh yes, the Baron's afraid of the boy king. I forgot about that.
That's right. He's supposed to be following that other king that he thought was dead.
That's right. Oh. Listen, we should use this to our advantage.
Oh, I know what to do. I'll invite the Baron to my wedding, and I'll make his plus one the boy king.
Oh.
Baron Ragoon.
Yes.
I've been sending out verbal wedding invitations, which is why you haven't received one. That covers up for that.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I've successfully avoided any awkwardness. I'm inviting you verbally now to my wedding, and I want to let you know that you do get a plus one. Of course, the groom always decides who your plus one is, so you'll be bringing the boy king as your date.
Excuse me?
You'll be bringing the boy king as your plus one?
I'm not really sure. I have yet to actually encounter my lost king, and I'm trying to make sure the situation is correct when we have our meeting. Although, I guess a wedding. Maybe I can make that work. Let me ask you guys a question.
Sure.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm used to running things myself. And I sort of have a mental conception of myself where clearly I'm evil, but I've always thought of myself as also being very lawful in the way I approach things.
Sure, yes.
Both lawful and evil.
Yeah.
Hmm. And if the Boy King arrives and orders me to abandon the Dark Lord, I'll have to, I don't know, stab him maybe. And then I won't be Baron Ragoon, I'll be the Rogue Ragoon.
Oh.
But that's also not very lawful. Why wouldn't you do as Dartholomew says?
Well, I've kind of gone all in on this Dark Lord thing.
So now you're considering that your lawfulness is tied to the will of the Dark Lord and his laws.
Well, I was kind of hoping for an out. I was, you know, I asked around to see if maybe perhaps he could marry my daughter. But apparently, did you guys see by any chance whether or not he had a boy's penis?
I can't say that I did, and if I did, I wouldn't say.
I don't know if we would have talked to him.
Don't think I ever want to talk about a boy's penis.
That seems like the kind of thing that we would talk about.
Seems like that would get us
subject matter
canceled to talk about a boy's.
Seems in poor taste.
I mean,
well, word is he
does.
I remember.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about that.
Yes.
Also, the other guy with him broke his dick on a trampoline, if I remember correctly.
Happens to the best of us.
Well, anyway, it means I can't marry into the family.
Oh. Baron, what would it take for you to leave the Dark Lord? Especially now knowing that, like, by the laws that govern most of your life up until joining the Dark Lord, you should be following this boy king. Maybe this is an opportunity.
Yeah.
This is an opportunity to come back to the side of good.
Yes, girl, you're too good for him.
Hey, this is a chance for a little exercise here. Maybe it can prove my point, and it'll answer a nagging question.
Arnie's out, right? Arnie's probably out. If this is a chance for a little exercise.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you could all just say the first thing that comes to your mind when I say Dark Lord.
Eggs.
Smite.
Quicker, just supposed to be a...
Arnie, it's an exercise.
Don't like that
should
one.
Should be a reflex.
How about the...
It's just the first thing.
No, no, I keep thinking of ones, but I can come up with a better one.
No, it's going to be the first one. You're cycling through. You got to do the first one.
No, I already thought of that one.
No, no, no. What was the first one? Go back to you.
Dark Lord.
Ugh.
Woof.
Okay, all right. Well, that at least answers my question. I've been hearing lately, corny. And... I don't know where that's coming.
Corny.
Right? Mm. I mean, this is the Dark Lord. And not just any... I mean, Dark Lord experts agree this is probably the greatest Dark Lord in 3,000 years.
Seems very likely, yes.
The Dark Lord's corny. What is he, a colonel?
He has many ranks.
Well, I'm going to go to my room.
Bye, Chunt. He has many titles and ranks.
Usador, is it maybe... Well, we sent the mole warriors to do some espionage. Weren't they going to spread propaganda about the Dark Lord being corny-ass Dark Lord?
That's right. Oh, they must be whispering directly into the Baron's ear.
For once, something that we said in an episode caused something to happen.
What consequences?
I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, he's conquered a full third of Foon, and that landmass grows every day. He's terrifying. Do you recall when a great army of goblins amassed to stand in his way, and with a wave in his hand, they vanished?
Yes, I do recall that. But let's reverse this same exercise. I'm going to say something, and as soon as I say it, you say whatever pops into your mind.
Oh, okay.
The Dark Lord.
Great.
The Dark Lord.
Grand.
Yeah, the Dark Lord.
Cheesy.
No, see?
Oh, see?
Guys, I'm back. I forgot that I'm here all weekend. I also forgot to tip my waitstaff.
You see, you're tired of following that corny-ass schmuck.
No, that's not true.
You are. The first two responses were just... you try not to be murdered, for you know if you say something, one tiny misstep in front of the Dark Lord himself, you would be smote upon the spot.
And rightly so, and I would deserve it.
But would you? You said yourself, you sought out knowledge, you read books, and now you are denied your own independent thought.
Well, I mean, I've been given great privilege.
Privilege misused is not any privilege at all, but rather a burden. You are now beholden to this Dark Lord and must remain loyal, and one misstep would mean your own destruction.
Well, certainly, I do need to fear for my life, but...
Do you want to spend the rest of your life fearing for it?
Do you?
Do you, huh?
Tough guy, you big man?
Huh, big man?
You a little big man?
You tough?
Huh?
I mean,
stand up to a fucking Dark Lord?
It's all side.
A cheesy-ass schmuck of a chump
fucking
of a corny Dark
ass
Lord?
Dude.
Right. Okay.
Corny.
Fucking dad joke-ass Lord.
Well, hold on. Dad jokes. Let's not bring dad jokes into this.
Sorry. Fucking cheesy-ass Dark Lord.
All right. That's enough. All right? Now, I don't recall anyone else coming along and telling me that... You know what? You can do something. You can be something. Huh?
Baron.
Yes?
You can do something. You can be someone. All you need do is join MindQuest. You are in the perfect position to help us defeat the Dark Lord.
Yes, and I even crafted you a weapon to help defeat the Dark Lord. This is a club, and it's made out of tomes.
Oh, my God.
It's what you wanted, isn't it?
It is a book club.
Mm-hmm. Just bonk him over the head with it.
Baron, look.
What?
Every great adventure needs some seemingly irredeemable villain that eventually regrets being evil and turns to good and helps turn the tide towards good. And I, you know, I thought maybe that was going to be Blemish, but then we accidentally killed him. So
what? Are we
maybe,
just saying that?
Or what's that?
Are we just openly saying that now?
No. Well, he's evil, like, right? Like, we don't, I mean, for now, but he could be good.
When did that happen?
It's a metaphor. I'm just saying metaphorically.
When does anything seem happen? Like a metaphor.
Yeah, no. When have we ever done anything? Like, well, I kill mean, a person?
You did order someone to murder my wife.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
I mean, so if you could just clarify for Blemish, that's not going to be a deal breaker for me either way. You've murdered my wife.
Blemish sort of killed himself. It was more like an accident that we witnessed.
Yeah.
We've been making fake Blemishes, and they've been working here. It's working out fine.
But look, blah, 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 we killed a couple people. Come to the good side and be with us.
Nope, you know what? This just reaffirms everything I think. You messed up, and what did you do? You faked a Blemish. You put a fake Blemish on it, and you said, this is good enough. You know what you are?
What?
You are the whole of this damn world in microcosm.
What are you talking about? Look.
This, you know what's corny?
Look,
you know what's corny?
What?
Is Boom.
What?
How dare you?
Yeah. I feel like it's a world of rich possibility.
Yeah, that's the story it gives you. You're a small child, and you're like, oh, you can do anything and see anything, and you can go all around this world. And what'll happen? Will you meet a dragon? Will you meet a bear? Yes, you will meet a dragon, and you will meet a bear. But the dragon will have nothing on the bear, and the bear will just be exactly like the dragon, except with a slightly different voice.
They both lay eggs.
Yeah, really lost
out.
Me there.
I mean, you can choose your own adventure.
Now, think of everything that Arnie said. Before you commit to this, think of everything Arnie said. You could be this irredeemable character who redeems himself. And if you're not that person, you gonna let Drip Fang do it?
Yeah, you want to let Drip Fang be it?
You want to Drip... you're going to look like a...
Yeah.
Then you're going to look like a schmuck.
Yeah, is
nope.
Drip Fang going to take...
A corny ass schmuck, a little,
I
little
am
cheddar
not,
cheesy?
I am not going to get fooled by your damn wizard lies.
Wizard lies?
A wizard cannot tell a lie unless he really wants to.
Yeah, you think this is the wizard of lies? Fuck you, corny ass little cheese butt.
I'm not Spintax.
Yeah.
I don't think the Baron is ready for the real cool stuff.
Yeah, I don't think you're ready.
Yeah.
There ready. Is no cool stuff, because Boone is a joke. Do you know what's in the Book of Sight?
Oh, is this a joke?
No, this is not
a
joke.
Set up for a joke?
It does sound like a setup.
What
a joke.
Is in the Book of Sight?
What's in the Book of Sight?
All right, well, this isn't going to be a punchline.
Who's there?
You are.
What?
And you?
Me?
And you. Let me tell you something. When the goddesses created Foon,
yeah,
the Dark Lord has told me the secrets. They cut corners.
What?
They made mistakes. They couldn't get all of the joints to line up, and they papered it over with mountains and waterfalls and minotaurs. And all the holes and all the lies, they couldn't destroy it, so they put it in the Book of Sight. And one day, very soon, the Dark Lord, who's got all of your number, is gonna tear this bullshit world down.
Yes, Baron, I see your point now. If this is true and the world is imperfect, then what chance do we have against the Dark Lord? I suppose we must do our most valiant effort and attempt to survive, but it appears that the odds are stacked against us. Wink. Chunt, wink.
Wink?
Arnie,
wink.
Wink so hard, you're going to pull something.
Arnie, wink.
You guys are winking so hard.
You didn't see me winking just then, did you?
I don't care what schemes you have. You have a choice to make. Either...
Wink.
Either you will live in the world that the Dark Lord makes, or you will live in no world at all. So you can either pick the void, or you can pick the Dark Lord. Also, where is this wedding happening?
I think we're... Is it... In your hat? I forget.
No, we can do it in my hat, if we don't want to do it in the Vermilion Minotaur.
I bet you've said that to a lot of ladies.
Sorry, we're just being real cool.
You guys are pretty cool, I'll give you that.
Yes, sometimes, if Arnold and Chunt say that they're doing cool stuff, if you just hang out, sometimes they'll let you do cool stuff with them. We should hang out and see if they'll let us do cool stuff.
Hey, Baron, I don't know if you want to do this, and it doesn't matter to me if you do or not, but...
I was thinking about balancing this egg in a spoon and trying to walk across the room without breaking it. You want to do that, or?
Is there a prize?
I mean, the prize is that you're not a fucking cheddar cheese fucking dork-ass shithead.
All right, well, for the record, I'm not a cheddar cheese dork-ass shithead either way, but I can definitely carry a egg on a spoon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Fucking prove it.
Give me a spoon.
No.
I shall use my great wizardly powers to conjure a spoon. Let me focus.
I'm a fucking spoon man over here. Here, just take my spoon.
Fair enough.
I'm waiting for this fucking spell.
It's
going to
take him a really long time.
Fucking.
It's weird how long some spells take. Some of them take a long time.
I'll just take the egg and go.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Yep. Oh, he's doing it.
Watch it!
Someone almost ran into him. Oh, someone bumped into him.
All right, that was not my fault. Can I get another
spoon.
Egg?
Oh, here's a slightly
Here
smaller
spoon.
The spoon has feet.
Yes. I didn't think you were going to be able to walk across the room without it. In your face, chump.
In your fucking... Wait, in my face?
Oh, no, not your face. In the Baron's face.
Oh, chump.
Chump.
Mm.
Oh, Baron, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Wink.
Wink.
Is that it?
No. If the Dark Lord is going to destroy everything, I think there's one flaw to that plan he has.
Let's hear it, Arnie.
Then who destroys the Dark Lord?
Nope, he doesn't. No, he's the new... Nobody destroys the Dark Lord.
Because, I think we know a cool cat who's just a little cooler than the Dark Lord.
Mm-hmm. No, I bet you don't.
I don't know. I mean, you're following that whack-ass, corny-ass Dark Lord, but we're really into the trickster god of Foon, Carnival Wilson.
Yeah.
And, do you know Carnival Wilson?
You can say that.
Yes. We're friends
we
with
know Carnival,
Carnival Wilson. Yeah.
How have you met Carnival Wilson?
Let's just say we're real close.
Let's just say, yeah.
All right. The Dark Lord soothsayers have been speaking of Carnival Wilson for weeks now.
What have they been soothing?
Well, I mean, sooth on the street is Carnival Wilson has become manifest in Foon.
Uh-huh.
And sees with many eyes.
Yeah?
And sits.
Like two at least?
I mean, the sooths are, you know, by necessity vague.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to, like, get nailed down on a sooth.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been on both sides of that. Like, I've repeated a sooth I've heard, and I've also, like, you know, really punished someone for a crappy sooth.
I mean, sooths are basically cousins of prophecies, and as I've said many times before, most prophecies are bullshit.
Yeah. Sticks and stones may hurt my bones, but sooths, you know.
Yeah.
What's the end of that?
Dr. Sooth over here.
Look, I'm not afraid of Carnival Wilson, and neither is the Dark Lord. So, there.
Okay.
Nobody's afraid of him.
Okay, why are you shivering?
It's cold.
It is a little
there
cold.
There is a draft. Right. When the table moved around, now I'm by a window.
I shall conjure you a capelet.
long one.
Give me that lizard egg.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can do this. Watch out.
Oh.
All right. Hello, made it to one end, and now back.
Yep, just come on back now. And he's making his way back.
Oh my god, I am walking here, peasant!
Here's your capelet.
I lost the other egg.
Hey, Chunt, you had any emails recently?
Let's see here. I got an email. This is from Rebecca Rose. I have just found your podcast, and it's very educational and enjoyable.
Because of all the true crime and self-help.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's perhaps taken me a while to find it, as I live in England and am very behind on the news. You mention your email address a lot, and I was going to wait until I'd caught up to the present day to send you a message. So apologies if this has already been covered, but are there cats in Foon? Are they revered or feared? Do they have any cool magic powers? Huh.
I mean, I wish I knew more about England. It sounds like there was an opportunity for me to learn something about it recently.
Do you want to be on the next book club?
Yes, thank you. Please.
We'll think about it.
Are there cats in Foon is what Rebecca asks. Yeah, there's cats in Foon. And if there's one cool cat that you might know by the name of Carnival Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh, and the Great Blue Tigers.
Great Blue Tigers are cats. There's also the Malkin. Malkin the Great cat.
Also, like, cats. They're just cats around.
Could I jump in here and say in answer to the question of whether or not cats are feared,
A flaming cat is a herald of the Dark Lord's arrival.
True. Very true. That is very true.
There's also Rum Tum Tugger.
Yeah.
Who will jack you off for $5.
And for a shot of rum in his tummy.
There's also that cat that hangs out with those two people with the weird hair.
Yeah.
And they get launched into the sky when they fail at their schemes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What is that cat's name?
What is that cat's name?
What is that cat's name?
What is that cat's name? I wish I had a better memory.
It just won't come out of my meow.
And Rebecca also says, P.S. My cat captain also says hi. And she attached a picture of her cat captain. Says sadly he has no magical powers. Cats and Foon do have magical powers. Mm-hmm. A cat, if it falls, will always land on its face.
Do most cats on your planet have ranks? Is there a cat hierarchy?
So there's a captain?
There is, but only the cats know about it. And they always, and also to be fair, most cats overrank themselves.
Mm.
Like, every cat is sort of thinks that they're like way higher rank than anyone else they encounter.
So sort of like if they were rating themselves, they give themselves like a 13 out of 10 all the time, even though that doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and you said on Earth that cats have 9 wives?
9 wives, yes.
Yeah. That's crazy. You said on Earth that there's a cheetah that plays the saxophone?
Oh, Chester.
If you've got too many cats, or really anyone in a organizational structure, just, first of all, tell them all of them their ranks are right, then just send too many of them out on dangerous missions. Some of them will fail, and then you'll end up with the right number of captains.
That's a good idea.
There you go.
I have an email here. You can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. The subject line says extant about my favorite show from Earth. It says, please sit down if you're not already. Haha, I know, right? On October 9th, 2015.
Wait, what did they know?
I guess that I'm sitting. They think I sit all the time. But I'm
you
not,
lay down a lot of the
I
time.
I lay down a lot
so
of
the
time.
So the joke's on them.
Exactly. Anyway,
the orcs learned sitting from you, Arnie.
Yeah. Anyway, the email goes on to say, on October 9th, 2015, CBS canceled Extant after 2 seasons?
Oh no, Arnie, I'm so sorry.
I am sorry to have to break this news to you, Matt from Cincinnati.
Oh no.
Oh no, Cincinnati.
Right.
Your license plate makes you look like a cheesy-ass chump.
Yeah, cheesy-ass 5-way chili chump.
I failed.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they had a really good second season. Maybe they just went... We're going out on a high note.
They just need one more person back on Earth talking about how much they love Extant.
Wait, Arnie, I know it. I got
No, Arnie can't do this.
Oh, no.
Only Carnival Wilson can. Carnival Wilson! I'm going to start a write-in campaign to save Extant.
What a prank.
Go to www.extantsave.com.
Let me read another email here as Arnie writes that letter. You can email me at chunt6t@gmail.com. This one says, hi, little squish. I began listening to the podcast a year ago and have finally caught up. I'm an archaeologist here on Earth and have spent many a long day exploring ancient ruins and searching for artifacts while listening to your podcast. I was wondering if Foon had some equivalent to archaeologists. This is from Max. Thanks, Max. Yeah, we do have archaeologists. Most of them are looking for some sort of ark, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh. Like what?
Just a lot of arks go missing. You know, if somebody builds an ark, they want to, you know, put some animals on it. They want to put some sort of party on it. They go out for fun. And
yeah.
They get lost or they get buried. So a lot of arks go missing. A lot of arks, a lot of arches. We have archaeologists and archaeologists.
Oh, are they spelled similarly?
Similarly, yeah.
So, is Carnival Wilson letting you write on his behalf?
Oh, yeah. Me and Carnival are pretty close, so he's letting me... I'm kind of like his
very
personal...
close.
I'm
wink.
I'm his personal assistant. And I have been allowed to offer you an open-door policy if you want to ever work with Carnival on a sweet-ass trick.
A sweet-ass trick?
Yeah, like a prank.
SWAT.
Yeah.
SWAT.
Yeah, SWAT. You know, he likes your style, and he thinks you can do better than the Dark Lord. So, just keep that in mind. Don't answer me now.
Yeah, don't answer now.
I know you already said no, but don't say no again.
I mean, I thought I found a number of ways to say no.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know. I think I know what that means.
Yeah, you know.
That was called a Cowper's fluid. Cowper's fluid. Usidor the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Baron Ragoon was played by Chris Rafchin. And if you like him here, you will love him on the podcast Improvised Star Trek, along with Matt Young and a bunch of other funny folks. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Ryan DiGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Adler Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf.
Arnie, join me here at the bar.
Sure, what's up, bud? You know, it was a pretty good episode, I thought.
I thought it was a good one. Here's an ale for you.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Arnold?
It's Arnie.
Is it Arnie?
Yeah.
Or is it Connie?
What did you want, you said?
Hello, Carnival.
Hey, bud, what's going on?
I don't know if you noticed starting the episode, but I was winking very subtly.
I did. Good work. I don't think anyone else noticed that.
Excellent.
Luckily, I'm very good at picking up those things.
The Baron gave us some critical information
about
what is in the Book of Sight.
Yes.
Now we know what the Dark Lord believes and how he wishes to access parts of our world, which may give us access to portals outside of them.
Yeah.
I need you to promise me again, even though I've made you promise before, keep the weapon safe.
You know, you can always trust my promises, Isidore.
Give me one more egg.
You've had your chance.
No, I just... one more egg.
Do you think you could eat 100 hard-boiled eggs?
What? Goodbye, easily. Carnival.
Goodbye, Isidore. Talk to you later, bud.
You guys talking about eggs?
I think so.
Hey, I'm Mike Corey, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we take you to the edge of some of the most incredible adventure and survival stories in history. In our next season, it's 1980, and in the Pacific Northwest, the long, dormant volcano Mount St. Helens is showing signs of life. Scientists warn that a big eruption is coming, but a restricted zone around the mountain is limited by politics. On May 18th, hikers, loggers, reporters, and researchers are caught in the blast zone as the volcano erupts. They find themselves pummeled by a deadly combination of scorching heat, smothering ash, and massive mudslides. The survivors have to find their way to safety before they succumb to their injuries or face another eruption. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.